I'm Mark O'Connor, and you're listening to Ear Candy. And what, may you ask, is Ear Candy? No, it's not a show about putting confectionery treats into your ears. Rather, it's a metaphor for the sweet sounds we'll be playing over the next hour. Let's get things started with something from Strawberry Grass. That's David R. Elliott out of Halifax with a track called Letter to My Son here on Ear Candy.
Goodbyes and the games lovers play. She messed with the zipper on a coat I had given her, and I didn't have nothing to say. She just kept saying, we'll meet again, don't you dream, don't you hope. I couldn't think of nothing, except I know you hate buttons, and that's why I bought you the coat. Love on the rise, you can't fight changing tides, that's the games drowning people play. I poured my first cup, and when she got it done up, I said it's a nice looking coat for its age. But I think she misheard me. She said a bad word to me and sat down with me at the table. Things felt tragic when she ran her fingers on the fabric and asked me if I ever thought I'd be able. Love goes when it dies. lover God waits when it's dead where it lies. Though my friends will say that love's in a much better place, still I'd feel better if I knew there's a heaven for love on the rise. Love on the rise, you can't count on blue skies with the games weathermen play. She said, I can't sit and talk, I gotta leave soon, I walked, and it looks like it's trying to rain. It was just like a song, like that she was gone, starting to rain, and I don't. But I felt good knowing wherever she was going, that coat would help keep her dry. Where does love go when it's dead? In the good book, is anything said like a psalm or two? Prayer we can do for love on the rise. Is there a special place in his heart for all the loves that are falling apart? Will he make angels of love like he made angels of us for such a short while? Well, love has rose and my coffee's cold, at least there's a game on the day. And if the home team can win it, man, they're right back in it, and you never know when your luck's gonna change. Well, I switched to beer and kicked back in my chair, and I thought I might give it a call. I'll say I'm just checking in, I know that coat's kinda thin, and the rain can get cold here in the fall. Where does love go when it's passed away? Will it come back like the Buddhists say? Well, I hope it has wings, and the world hears it sing, and sees it in the sky. If this is the end, some folks say when you're dead, and if that's the case, I'll sing Amazing Grace to love on the rise.
Tell no one but you.
That was Roya from Daniel Romano off of his record called Modern Pressure. And before that, we heard Love on the Rise from Mike Trask off his record Derealization. And we got the whole shebang started with David R. Elliott and his song Letter to My Son off of his record Strawberry Grass. Oh, now there's an evocative album titled Strawberry Grass. I like wild strawberries. They grow around here late June. I'm out and about. As my wife likes to say, hey, food grows in the ditches around here. And I suppose that's true. She's originally a prairie gal, southern prairie gal. So unless you like wheat, food doesn't tend to grow in the ditches there. So for her, that was a revelation, a total revelation. Anyway, next set, we're going to get even poppier. We're going to play something from Dan Auerbach off of his record Waiting on a Song. That sounds to me like 1950s rock and roll inspired tune. And it's kind of, the whole record is just kind of love letter to what he always loved about music, sort of straying from his blues rock roots with the Black Keys and just, just doing a variety of kinds of music, touching on Motown sounds and 50s rock and roll and so forth, just the stuff he loved. And we're going to follow that track up with something from Damian Marley featuring his brother Stephen, a track called All Night, where I think the bass sounds very similar to what Dan Auerbach exploits on his Living in Sin track. And then we'll leave the third song a little bit of a mystery, and I'll tell you what it was when we come back. So here we are, Living in Sin, Dan Auerbach, here on Ear Candy.
Last night, you seem to deal with it all right. Girl, you know that I meant well. I promise you that I won't tell. Your touch is electrical. I'm so susceptible. We know we have always been living in sin. Living in sin. Living in sin. It's not right. I can't have you in daylight. I need your spiritual voodoo. You're my cynical guru. Mind is exceptional. You keep it so flexible. Into something that feels right. You're gonna hear me shouting from the top of a mountain. The world's in an awful mess, but you and me were awful blessed. We know we have always been living in sin. Living in sin.
Come over to
That's Juke from the New Pornographers off their record called White Out Conditions. Is that not the quintessential Canadian album title? What album title could you choose that might top Whiteout Conditions as expressing the maximum Canadianness? I don't know. Poutine? Maple syrup? See, now you're resorting to food. And really, we're defined and united by our hatred of the weather. The summers are too short and what we get are too hot. The winters are too long and what we get is too long and too cold and too white. Right? We like to get on the elevators and say, is it cold enough for you? Stuff like that. Stuff that really, when you think about it, would be very irksome to somebody else from another country. It might even earn you a punch in the nose, but we just smile and nod because we know. It's too cold for us. Of course, the question is it cold enough for you? Dumb question. It's always cold enough for us, except in the summer when it's too hot because the summers are too short. I don't want to complain about the hotness and the humidity and the whatever of the summer. Oh, anyway. Before Juke from the New Pornographers, we heard a track called All Night. That's Damian Marley featuring his brother Stephen Marley. These are progeny of the late, great Bob Marley, and they all have vast audiences, built-in fractions of their father's huge audience. And we started things off with Dan Auerbach from his record, Waiting on a Song. We heard Living in Sin. Hope you like that one. Let's keep the tunes a-rolling. We're going to go to another Canadian stalwart. He works in the rap arena, though probably a subgenre of the rap arena. He's not talking about his gold chains and his big cars and how many women he's got, which is, you know, the typical lyrical content of a rapper. Oh, I hear all the rap fans out there going, oh, no, that's deeper than that. I'm just saying there's a certain stereotype, and the reason there's a stereotype is because there's a lot of content that fits that stereotype. That's all. But Word Burglar kind of does nerd rap. He's rapping about his love of video games and Star Wars and sports and all those kinds of things, and very much a writer of Canadiana. So when I'm joking about poutine and maple syrup, well, he's writing about Tim Hortons, and he's writing about the Toronto Blue Jays, and he's writing about the Montreal Canadiens, and he's writing about his love of Star Trek and Star Wars and so forth. Very, very clever writer. Don't remember what his real name is, but he goes by Word Burglar. So we're going to hear a track from him called Rhyme O'Clock, which is real rockin' track. I like it. Going to hear a track from Mother Mother, a Vancouver band that I quite like, and off of a record called The Sticks. This was like the last track, maybe a bonus track, and it ended up being my favorite song on the record, something called All Gone. I think, listen to the first line in that song when it comes on, something about, I broke my legs, I broke them for the better. I mean, whoa, that's a lyrical gambit, that's an opening. And then we're going to hear something from The Pack AD. That's a Vancouver duo, Becky Black on guitar and vocals, Maya Miller banging the drums in a tribal beat, and we're going to hear something from their record called Unpersons. We're going to hear a track called Cardinal Rule. Anyway, here we go, Word Burglar, Rhyme O'Clock, here on Ear Candy.
Time at the gallows, to gallow. You roast like pig or Clark battles, Metallo. Don't keep your comics round me, true reader for real. Ask Word Burgie.
It's more or less a Word Burg, up in the spot, with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock. And yo, let's, yo, Burg, what's the time on your watch? 5 o'clock.
digital. Way kids talk, speak slop, songs pitiful. Gag me with spoon, barf, not minimal. Claggy and 6-2, all y'all syllables. Stay simple for the sake of sibilant syllabus. For the simian, serious motherfucker, I rhyme. Keep it bumping like a big building is building it. With the burden, the business, you bridesmaids aren't brides. We're married to the flow.
Halifax to Orlando, run the millennium like Han Orlando.
Is that word, brother?
Yeah, you know it, fam. And I'm down with Sharon like Lois and Bram. Goddamn! Spread new dope rhymes all over the streets like Ed 209. Then we take it national like Peter Mansbridge and eat all the food in your grand fridge.
Not now, but right now. Checking your watch. Never ask me what time it is.
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
Takes more than rhymes to rock this.
When is it?
Not now, but right now. Checking your watch. Never ask me what time it is.
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
Takes more than rhymes to rock this.
This is a word for the trouble. Cheap for the time.
Hurting stress, cause Berg and Less will make your burden less.
For sure, with fresh kills, it's like thing I'm broken. Beat time on time like the son of Odin.
The super villains, forget Loki and Red Skull. We leave you more blue than a depressed Brett Hull.
Hold breach to your ego, see no evil. Peanuts like bald people feeding beagles.
You'll be needing needles for your DJ to scratch this.
Never sell out,
but we're always on the backlist.
Gotta re up
before we get torrented.
Haters gonna hate,
but it's really unwarranted.
Yo, you want some more of this?
Yeah.
Good, we knew there was a reason we came up to your hood
to rock it nonstop.
Keep it hot on stage, and we do it big time like the clock on play.
It's more or less a word bird up in the spot with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock.
Hey, yo, let's
yo, bird. What's the time on your watch? 5 o'clock. We all up in the spot with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock. Yo, bird.
Yo, let's.
What's the time on your watch?
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
Checking your watch. Never ask.
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
Takes more than rhymes to rock this.
This is a word for the trouble. Cheap for the time. I'm about to wake up and check the clock.
And I blow my brain, I blow it out the window. The little thing was I was acting strange and thinking like a devil. I'm getting close to reinventing me, yeah, zeroing my levels. I get the feeling that it will not be at all or any better.
Oh.
yeah, I got the government, I got the bomb. Minister, I built a bomb, yeah, a big old bomb, and I put it on a tether. Spin it around till the bomb goes off, and now I'm floating in the ether.
The show was Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor, and that track was Cardinal Rule from an album called Unpersons by Vancouver's The Pack Ad. The Pack AD. The AD is kind of like the human appendix, a vestige of an earlier age that serves no useful purpose. Though I understand now that medical science is starting to think that the appendix may, in fact, have some value after all. Anyway, I digress. The Pack Ad. And they pack a wallop, that's what I would say. That Vancouver duo of Becky Black and Maya Miller know how to rock it up, garage rock it up. And before that, we heard a track called All Gone from Mother Mother off a record called The Sticks. I like that, how he starts off with, I took a hammer and broke my legs for the better, And essentially, the lyrical conceit of the record is, hey, all my legs do is walk me into trouble. I just can't stay out of trouble. And if I just broke my legs and couldn't move around and do anything, I wouldn't get myself in such a mess anymore. Let me suggest, Ryan Guldamon, author and singer of that particular Mother Mother song, that that's a rather extreme solution. Yes. You don't necessarily have to walk into trouble. If you have legs at work, you can avoid it. Yes, you can. I know you can. So work on it, dude. And we started the set off with Rhyme O'Clock. That's Word Burglar. Love that song. Very much a rock song in a rap format. Yeah. Okay, this next set, we're going to take a sharp turn to the left here. We're going to start off with something from Frazee Ford. She's a Canadian singer and very unique voice, and she turns and twists words. So if she wants them to rhyme or just make a certain sonic brushstroke, she has no trouble at all torturing a word into whatever sound that she wants to have. I'm not sure that it's her primary goal to make sure that the lyrics are understood, but you can understand them fine. You'll hear what I mean with what she does with words as a singer. And I'm cool with all that. I think she's very unique and a celebrated, should be celebrated, treasure of the Canadian music world. And she's got this very warm sound. This track is off a record called Obadiah. And we're going to follow it up with a Fleetwood Mac song off their 1975 record called Fleetwood Mac. And it's called Warm Ways. It's a Christine McVie pen tune. And it's got that warm vibe too. And then I'm going to do a little trick. We're going to play a Beatles track off of their swan song record, Abbey Road, where they actually went to the studio and for inspiration said, let's pretend to be Fleetwood Mac. And they wrote a track called Sun King. And you're going to hear that and you're going to see how it sounds so much like what Fleetwood Mac's doing. Even though the Fleetwood Mac song was out in 75, Fleetwood Mac had an earlier successful incarnation, and it sort of come up with this sound in the first place. This is what the Beatles were imitating. But you could see even 6 years later that Fleetwood Mac still had that sound, even though they were into their incarnation of their most famous lineup. So let's hear this and see where it goes. Maybe we'll have time to come back and say goodbye, add another song. Hope so. Anyway, let's get started. This one is called Blue Streak Mama, Frazee Ford, here on Ear Candy.
I was just busy talking to Blue Streak Mama. I was talking to Blue Streak. I was just busy talking to Blue Streak Mama. I was talking to Blue Streak. Love of the bar, can you hear me? I've been so tired. I've been so tired. Love of the bar, can you hear me? I've been so tired. There was a part of me that wanted out of the situation, but you know, wow, I couldn't let go. There was a part of me that wanted out of the situation, but you know, wow, I couldn't let go. I was just busy talking to Blue Streak Mama. I was talking to Blue Streak. I was just busy talking to Blue Streak Mama. I was talking to Blue Streak. Thank you.
to the change in you. I try to bend, don't bend, but then I think I might break.
Easy by my side. esto, abrigado, tanto mucho que ni te casa.
And there goes the Sun King. Bye-bye, Louis XIV. Take care. Have fun. That's from the Beatles. And before that, we heard Warm Ways, Fleetwood Mac, off their 1975 record called Fleetwood Mac. And we started things off with Blue Streak Mama. That's Frazee Ford off of her record Obadiah. And Frazee came to some notoriety in the folk circles as the vocalist-songwriter for the Be Good Tanyas. Yes, the Be Good Tanyas. That name doesn't make any sense to me, but who says it has to? No one says that. Not even me. The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Oh, we're getting down toward the end of our time together. Might have time to squeeze in a couple more songs. I'm going to play something from Halifax artist Gina Lauren. That's G-I-A-N-N-A-L-A-U-R-E-N, in case you want to look up her music. I'm going to hear a track called Mistakes. And I think we're going to hear something as well from Leroy Stagger out of Calgary, and something called Little Brother, which may or may not be autobiographical because I don't know that much about Leroy, but it has that feel to it. And, you know, good novels have that feel, the feel of truth. And autobiography, of course, is someone's version of the truth, the person writing it, right? Anyhow, let's go. This is Mistakes and Little Brother here on Ear Candy, and let's do it again next week. Come back. Commune. Share music. Here on Ear Candy. Bye.